You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. What recourse do voters have when they see democracy threatened? Lisa Hale has the details of a nonpartisan group that is pushing back.
Following the lead of the U.S. League of Women Voters, Northeast Wisconsin chapters of the nonpartisan organization are calling on voters to contact their legislators and demand they protect citizens and the Constitution from what they call a power grab by the executive branch of government. Margie Davey, president of the LWV of Winnebago County.
While Congress, the executive branch, and the courts each have balanced powers within our constitutional system, it is us, the people, who have the ultimate authority to protect our democracy. We must fight for it and demand that our congressional representatives uphold the rule of law and protect our constitutional rights.
The LWV held a press conference Tuesday to encourage voters to contact their elected leaders and protest actions they view as unconstitutional and a danger to democracy.
And the spring election is just around the corner. Early voting is already underway. Melissa Kay has the details.
Official election day is Tuesday, April 1st. There are two statewide races and a constitutional referendum on the ballot. Brittany Kinzer and Jill Underley are running for state superintendent of public instruction. Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford are vying for justice of the Supreme Court. The referendum is a yes or no question about adding an article to the Constitution requiring that voters present valid photographic identification verifying their identity in order to vote in any election. Wisconsin does already require a valid ID in order to register to vote, as well as show your ID at the polls before you can cast your ballot. Voters will see other nonpartisan races on their ballots.
And in our area, we're also voting for town board chairperson and town board supervisor. Federal funding cuts are affecting many different organizations right here in central Wisconsin. And one in our area is the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Melissa Kay tells us more.
Friends of NNWR are writing to representatives expressing the importance of the refuge, not only to our wildlife and water quality, but also to our local economy.
Nature can't speak for itself, so it needs people to speak for it.
Deb Beekler is the vice president of the Friends of Nisida National Wildlife Refuge and an active volunteer.
Whether you're a Friends member or not, just somebody who casually comes and hunts or fishes or hikes or whatever, it creates art out at the refuge. We'd like to hear your stories.
You can share your stories on their website, friendsofnnwr.org.
And calling all frog lovers, there's a community-based program that the Wisconsin DNR has put together, and it's called the Frog and Toad Survey. It's where volunteers help biologists better see where these toads and frogs are living, how their health is, and the population trends across the state. You can volunteer in three different ways. There's a phenology survey, which is best for beginners and staying in one spot. You'll monitor when frogs and toads first start calling each spring and spend about 5 minutes outside per night. But if you don't want to spend that much time in one place, there's a road trip option. You'll drive a preset route 3 times, once in early spring, then again in late spring, and one more time in early summer. You'll make 10 stops each night along that trip. And at every stop, you'll get out of your car and listen for about 5 minutes. You'll write down the species you heard calling and how many you think there were. And for northern Wisconsin only, mink frogs make noise during the day, mostly in June and early July. This one requires you to listen once during the day and once at night. Republican leaders in the legislature may delay work on a state budget until the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules on Democratic Governor Tony Evers' extensive veto authority. Joanne Krulatz reports.
During a press conference at the Capitol last week, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Evers wants to be an emperor and act as if the legislature is nothing more than a speed bump. Republicans are working on a tax cut ahead of the budget. Representative Mark Bourne, co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee, said leadership has made it clear that it's going to be a key part of starting the budget process. Bourne said they'll be moving forward on that in the next few weeks and trying to find ways for the governor to work with them. Evers spokeswoman Britt Cutabek said in a post on X that Republicans want to delay the budget because they're hoping Elon Musk can buy Brad Schimmel a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford faces conservative Waukesha County Judge Schimmel in a race that will decide the court's ideological makeup and the fate of Evers' veto.
And the Wisconsin Envirothon for middle and high school students is an environmental science competition. It's a one-day event hosting 24 teams competing on April 11th at Lions Camp in Rosholt. And Granite Peak is still open. Pond Skim is this Saturday, where competitors will be dressed in some sort of costume or wild outfit and will test their luck skiing across an icy cold lake. Making it across the pond not only gives them glory, but it also could win them a 2025-2026 season pass. And don't forget, the cardboard sled races are Saturday, April 8th. This year's theme is the Armed Forces, inspiring people to get creative with their cardboard sled designs. Now you can only use cardboard, paint, zip ties, and duct tape. And let me tell you, competitors craft some unique sled masterpieces. Let's race. The future of the Wisconsin Veterans Museum is now being fought out in court. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks down the dispute.
Now, this is a complicated story, so bear with me. The state of Wisconsin wants to buy the building that houses the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. It's on the Capitol Square. Leaders recognize that after decades leasing that space, the museum has outgrown it and they wanted to expand. Plus, the contract allegedly had a clause allowing the state the option to buy the building. But the building's owners, a group of four companies, say the state broke its lease. They claim that one late rent check in 2023 because of a software error makes the whole lease agreement null and void. Now, according to reporting from the Cap Times, the owners want to turn the building into housing and create a larger space for the Veterans Museum. That story says the building's manager filed a lawsuit in Washera County, and a judge has ruled that it has to be moved to Dane County. But now the owners are appealing that decision. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has $6 million in his budget to start the planning process for the new Veterans Museum and to buy the building because the state government wants to begin construction in 2028. See what I mean when I said this is a complicated one? We'll keep an eye on this case as it moves forward in court. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And one of the largest firearm manufacturers in the United States will be relocating their entire manufacturing operation to Wisconsin. Henry Repeating Arms plans to relocate to a newly expanded state-of-the-art headquarters in Rice Lake with two additional facilities in Ladysmith. Company officials say they're also working on opening up a third facility in Ladysmith over the summer. Their current manufacturing operations are ran out of New Jersey. Officials say the transition will allow them to increase production and improve collaboration. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks lose Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Nuggets tonight in Denver, but it will be without Damian Lillard, who after missing the last three games is out indefinitely. The Bucks say an MRI showed the 34-year-old's calf muscle injury is a result of a blood clot or deep vein thrombosis. He's now undergoing treatments with a blood thinner. That means more playing time for 22-year-old Ryan Rollins at point guard, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, obviously, no one's going to be Dame but Dame. He's done a great job of coming in, being himself, and finding a niche that, oh, like Dame, you know, only he can do. He comes out there and he makes a difference in his way. He gets in guys, defends them full court, picks up 94 feet. Offensively, he's been great at running the offense and then getting to his stuff when he can. You know, he has a lot of stuff with him. He's made a difference that way as well.
College basketball. The Badgers' new women's head basketball coach is Robin Pinchton. She comes to Madison after 15 years as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music streaming platform Napster has been sold for $207 million. The former popular music pirating platform was purchased by a biotech company called Infinite Reality. The company is hoping to grow the brand and give it more social media platform characteristics. Napster transformed from an illegal way to get music to a subscription-based legal platform. In a related story, did you have any idea Napster still existed in any form? Me either. If there's one thing missing on TV, I think we can all agree on, it's more high-end art-based dramas. Adam Driver and Jessica Chastain will star in a new show on Apple TV from the creators of The Morning Show called The Dealer. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the show is described as a biting exploration of power, class, seduction, and culture set inside the world of the high-end art market. Finally, a show hardly anyone can relate to. Nepo baby Gwyneth Paltrow is at it again when it comes to being Gwyneth Paltrow. She recently made comments during an interview with Vanity Fair downplaying the role of intimacy coordinators on movie and TV sets. The incident happened while Gwynnie P. was shooting a film called Marty Supreme with Timothée Chalamet, who is 23 years younger than her. The two have several intimate scenes together. When the intimacy coordinator approached the actors and asked if they were comfortable, Paltrow responded by saying in her usual, "I wish I was British or black" voice, "Girl, I'm from the era where you get naked, get in bed, and the camera's on." She continued saying she didn't even know that intimacy coordinators were a thing and added it stunts creativity when someone is telling her where to put her hands. Her comments were called irresponsible and disrespectful toward intimacy coordinators who are there to protect actors who are oftentimes younger women. In Actors Fishing for Work news, Josh Hutcherson says he would love to do another Hunger Games movie. Crazy that an actor would want another huge paycheck, but whatever. Hutcherson played Peeta, Katniss's love interest in the Hunger Games movies. The franchise put out a prequel, The Hunger Games, A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and will follow the prequel with a sequel to the prequel, also based on Suzanne Collins' prequel book called Sunrise on the Reaping. Not sure if Hutcherson will cash another paycheck from the franchise if they keep making prequels. We talk about movie grosses at the box office frequently, but how about a big Broadway theater splash at the gate? George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck broke a record on Broadway by bringing in $3.3 million in 1 week. The show stars Clooney, who is making his Broadway debut and who also co-wrote the show. Pretty impressive, since the runners-up were Wicked and Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high right around 46 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 51. Some rain, maybe even a thundershower on Friday with rain changing to snow by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.